Good evening, and welcome from the 45,000 dealers who serve you with Fire Chief, the gasoline with police car pickup, ambulance speed, fire engine power, and passenger car economy. Now we present His Honor the Mayor of Texaco Town, Eddie Cantor.
Hello, Ginny. Hello, everybody. Well, I've had a lot of fun here this week. You know that even the courts here have gone Hollywood? I saw Amy McPherson and Clark Gable in court at the same time. That's what I call a real double feature. And such crowds. Honestly, you'd think it was bank night. You ought to see those women. The judge came in and all the women stood up. Gable came in and all the women fell down. How silly those women are here. Imagine rushing into the courtroom, a hot, stuffy courtroom, tearing their clothes. Their hair is all mussed up. I will say one thing for Ida. My wife never does it. No, sir. No, she wouldn't go in that crowd. Not Ida. Not Ida. No. She came 6 o'clock in the morning with her sandwiches. That's what she did. And, you know, I want to tell you something. Gable was very nice. He reserved some seats for his friends in the courtroom. Gary Cooper walked down the aisle, and people said, "There's Gary Cooper. There's Gary Cooper." Then Robert Taylor walked down, and the women said, There's Robert Taylor. There's Robert. Then I came down and said, "There's Mickey Mouse." I didn't know. Tell me, ladies and gentlemen, do I look like Mickey Mouse?
No!
No! Thank you very much.
You look more like Donald Duck.
Yep. And, you know, I never realized what a popular fella Gable is. All the women in the courtroom wanted his autograph. Even the woman who was suing him wanted his autograph on a check. And, you know, I want to say one thing. When he was going up to the witness stand, Clark Gable kept muttering to himself like this, "Carol Lombard, Carol Lombard, Carol Lombard." I met him during recess, Gable, and I said, "Clark, why were you muttering to yourself, Carol Lombard? Like, why were you mentioning her name?" He said, "Well, Eddie," he said, "my lawyer told me that everything I say on the witness stand will be held against me." I can't understand one thing. Tonight, for the first time since we've worked together on the radio, you announce me and walk away from the microphone. Why? I'm worried. Why?
Well, because I'm not going to announce this program anymore.
What are you talking? You're not?
No, I'm through as an announcer.
Well, I've known that for a long time, Jane, but don't let that stop you. Look, tell me, what is your complaint?
Plenty. Everybody sings on this program, even our operator. Say more, say more. You let her sing last week.
Well,
do you realize you only let me sing twice in 6 years?
Yeah.
Twice isn't enough for me.
Twice was enough for the audience.
Is that so?
Yes.
The last time I sang here, the entire audience stood up and waved their hands at me.
Yes, I remember, Jimmy. They were so happy you were through, they were all waving goodbye like this. Yeah, yeah.
All right, then. Here's my ultimatum. Either I sing The Road to Mandalay or you get yourself a new announcer.
All right, come around for a reference in the morning.
Oh, you're not worried, huh?
No, Jimmy. Tonight, sitting here in the first row, is a pretty good announcer. You've heard him with Burns and Allen. You've been hearing him with Ken Murray in Hollywood Hotel. Come up here, Kenneth Niles. Come on. You to meet Jimmy Wallington, a finished announcer, and I mean finished.
Pleased to meet you, Mr. Niles. I'm going to stick around tonight and learn something.
Now, Ken Niles, you know what you're here for.
Sure, I'm here to help you out.
Now, go ahead.
Campbell soups come to you garden fresh, full of their first lasting flavor.
Oh, you're going to help me out fast.
Yeah. Campbell soups come to your garden fresh, full of the first lasting flavor. Yes, ask your nearest dealer for any of the following Campbell soups: vegetable, scotch broth, mushroom, tomato, chicken noodles.
Jack Renard fainted. Whenever Renard hears food and doesn't get it, he faints. Let's lift him up. Look, he's quivering and he's shaking like
Jell-O with its six delicious flavors.
Don? Hello, Don.
Hello, Eddie. How have you been?
Oh. Am I going to be in trouble? Don, do you know Kenneth Niles?
Oh, hello, Ken.
Hello, Don. How are you?
And, Don, this is James Wallington, who used to work here.
Oh, hello, Mr. Wallington.
Oh, hello yourself.
Now, James, you're getting your just desserts.
If it's just desserts you want, try Jell-O with its six delicious flavors.
Yes, and if it's flavor you're looking for, any of Campbell's delicious soups will give you that extra richness.
What is this, a peddler's convention? What is this? I lose Wallington and wind up with two other kibitzes?
Well, Eddie, we're just trying to fix up your program.
You guys will fix it so I won't have a program. May I say one little word about Fire Chief, civil play?
Fire Chief? What's that?
What's that? What's that? You got to move! it's the gas. Gas, gas. You know what gas does.
Yes, sir. Gas gives you that slow-burning flame on which you cook your Jell-O chocolate pudding.
Or bring to a boil that rich Campbell soup.
Well, Eddie, what program are you working on tonight?
Give me the same as I've been working on every Sunday. Jell-O with a six delicious soup. No, no, no. I mean, fire chief. You know, you're looking well done. Really, a little stout, of course.
Eddie, you know, I've taken on this weight because I've been laughing at Jack Benny. You know the old saying, laugh and grow fat.
That's right, laugh and grow fat.
So I came on your program to reduce a little.
You did. Well, that's one thing about radio. It's all for one and one for all. Life is just a bowl of cherries.
Not only cherries, but orange, lemon, lime, and strawberry.
Don, where does the raspberry come in?
Where does the raspberry come in? Looks like I'll get it tonight from my sponsor. You know, you boys haven't given me a chance to advertise my product.
Yes, but Eddie, we're here as your guest.
That's right.
Okay, I'll be a sport. Look, the first one who gets to that microphone plugs his own product. Ready, set, go. That's what people everywhere are saying about fire chief gasoline.
Well, Eddie, it looks like you sort of outsmarted us.
Yes, sir. Leave it a canter to clean up.
If you really want to clean up, use Rinso and Lifebuoy, America's favorite fire chief.
I'd like to say something to you.
What is it, Bobby?
You know, I missed you while you were gone.
Are you sure that with you it isn't out of sight, out of mind?
Oh, Deanna, how can you say that? You're here, you're there, you're everywhere. Your eyes and the moon, your lips and the walls, your voice in the air.
Every single day.
You know what I wrote you while we were apart?
What you wrote me, Bobby, is written right here in my heart.
Oh!
would you like to go to a ball game with me tomorrow?
I'd love to.
I'll call the operator, Seymour, and find out if she can get us tickets. Hello? Hello? Gee, her line is always busy.
Hello? Oh, hello, Wolfo. Huh? Where was I at Wednesday? Oh, I flew to the ball game with Ma and Pa. Ma's never been to one before, and when the pitcher threw the ball, the umpire yelled strike. He threw another ball, and again the umpire yelled strike. The third time he yelled strike, Ma hollers, "Will somebody throw that agitator out? Them fellas know if they want to work or not." Oh, just a minute, Opal. The mayor's here. I'll call you right back, kiddo.
Hello, Seymour. I hear you flew east to the opening ball game. Did you have a good time?
Well, I would have if Ma and Pa didn't embarrass me.
Tell me, what happened?
Well, Pa got himself in a jam. He seen Babe Ruth in a box, and he yells out, "Hello, Ruth. Hi, you babe." Ma hit Pa over the head with an umbrella and says, "So you tell me you spent your nights at the office."
It must have been exciting, huh?
Oh, you ain't heard the half of it. One of the batters hit a high fly into the stand.
Yeah.
Pa went to reach for it and fell off the seat.
Yeah.
Mama says to Papa, "That's the first high ball you ever let get away from you."
I thought your dad was only drinking pop these days.
Ah, he tried that and got in trouble. He threw a pop bottle at the umpire.
Yeah?
Was Pa surprised when he landed near third base?
Let me get this. Your father landed near third base?
Sure. You know Pa. He never could let go of a bottle.
Yep. Some fun you must have had.
Fun, I'll say. My male parent turns to Ma and says, "I wish it was the seventh inning so this guy in front of me would stand up."
Yeah.
Ma says, "Stand up? Are you crazy?" And Pa says, "No, hungry. The guy's been sitting on my hamburger for the last 20 minutes.
Well, tell me, did your father finally get the hamburger?
Yeah, but just as he took a bite, Ma grabbed it out of his mouth and threw it away. Pa yells, "Get that hamburger back or I'll starve to death." Ma says, "Why? Is that hamburger so important?" And Pa says, "You bet. My teeth are in it."
Well, tell me, that should have been the finish, huh?
Here's the finish. In the excitement, Ma knocked Pa's toupee off.
Yeah?
Pa stooped down to pick it up, but he's so nearsighted, he grabbed a Pekingese dog instead and put it on his head.
Let me get this. Wait a minute. Your father put a Pekingese dog on his head?
Yeah. And going home, Ma suddenly says, "Are you sure that was sarsaparilla I was drinking?" Pa says, "Yeah. Why?" "I don't know," says Ma, "but I'd have swore your toupee just bit me."
I'm here to tell you that radio announcers are not born. They are made. To prove it, I'll ask this gentleman to come up from the audience. Will you come up, mister? Come right up. I'll show you he can do exactly what Wallington did when he was employed here.
Please?
Mister, would you read this, please?
Oh. At Texaco stations, you see the sign, "Let us Smartback your car." That means Texaco dealers have the equipment and the training to scientifically lubricate your car with Marfac. Marfac is not like ordinary grease. Marfac is made from heavy-bodied oil, which clings to metal parts, won't wash out, melt out, or wear out. It is the proper lubricant for the entire chassis.
Let me take this. On a trade-in, automobile dealers often allow as much as $75 to $100 more on a car that has been regularly and properly lubricated. Now, go ahead.
Ordinary grease jobs save you pennies, but you lose dollars when you trade in your used car for a new one. During the coming week, drive into your neighborhood Texaco station. Ask for a Marfac job. M-A-R-F-A-K. With each Marfac lubricating job, your Texaco dealer includes many additional services. Ask about them.
Mister, I want to thank you for the way you read that. Gee, you did it with such a spirit. Would you be offended if I sent you a little check?
No. Send it to Wilshire and Rossmore, care of the Texaco station. I own it. Yeah. Have a card.
Yeah.
Everybody have a card.
Yeah.
I'm bubbling over with sweet romance.
I found a reason to sing and dance. I'm bubbling over. I'm proud as a peacock when I'm out walking with you. I'm bubbling over, I effervesce. I seem to sizzle in your caress. And I'm conversing with heaven in person, dear, when I'm hooked with you. Ooh, 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 ooh. When you're kissing me, ooh, what that does do. I feel like a miniature Vesuvius. I'm bubbling over like vintage wine. I'm bubbling over now that you're mine. My heart's in clover and I'm bubbling over with love for adorable you. I'm bubbling over with sweet romance. I found a reason to sing and dance. I'm bubbling over, I'm proud as a peacock. When I'm out walking with you. I'm bubbling over, I effervesce. I seem to fizzle in your caress. And I'm conversing with heaven in person, dear, when I'm talking with you. Ooh, 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 ooh. When you're kissing me, ooh, what that does do. Ooh, 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 ooh. When you're kissing me, I feel like a miniature Vesuvius. I'm bubbling over like vintage wine. I'm bubbling over now that you're mine. My heart's in clover and I'm bubbling over with love for adorable you.
Guy, it's not so easy to find an announcer to take my place, is it?
Oh, that won't be hard, Jimmy.
Oh, no? Well, to take my place, you'll have to find a man who is cultured, well-educated, handsome, and above all, a man who speaks perfect English.
Hello, skipper. Here I am.
You, what are you doing here?
I come to take Wallington's place.
Go away. The man I need must be cultured. He must have an outstanding background.
Then I've got just the man for you.
Who?
Renard. His background sure stands out.
You don't understand. I'm talking about education. A good announcer must know the classics. For instance, the quality of mercy is not strange. It droppeth as the gentle rain from heaven. Shakespeare.
Oh, yes. Just a little malt, just a little hop. Drink it after you blow off the foam on top. Bock beer.
Get it. A fine mess you'd make of the English language. Why, you can't even spell.
Who can? Cat, C-A-T.
Yeah.
Dog, D-O-G.
Yeah.
Bear, N-U-D-I-S-T. Yeah.
Bear, N-U-D-I-S-T? Why, that's nudist.
Well, I'm spelling it the hard way.
Get away. There's nothing hard about that. I can spell nudist with my eyes closed.
Yeah, but think what you'll be missing.
You've got it all mixed up. Look, bear is spelled B-E-A-R, and that's a noun.
A who?
A noun. Look, that's the name of something. For instance, pickles is a noun, bread is a noun, cheese is a noun, mustard is a noun. Now, put them all together. What have you got?
Delicatessen.
Get away from me. How do you expect to be an announcer if you haven't got any brains?
Well, for years, Wallington did all right.
I think you've got something there. But at least Jimmy passed the announcer's test.
Oh, you got to take a test?
Certainly. They have to know plenty of announcers, even how to pick a signature song.
Yeah.
Do you know the difference between a good signature and a bad signature?
Sure. 10 years in prison.
Yep. No, you stop. I mean music. Listen. Ready, Pagliaccia, La Contessa, La Pagliaccia. Now, what am I doing?
You're making the people wish that Bobby and Deanna were back again.
No. To be an announcer, you must understand the drama.
Oh, why didn't you say so? I wrote a drama myself.
Yeah?
Yeah, it's a play in one act.
Uh-huh.
A skunk walks on the stage and everybody runs out from the theater.
A skunk walks on the stage and everybody runs out? What
yeah.
do you call that?
Gone with the wind.
Get up! Mayor Kennard? Yep.
There's a woman outside to see you. She says she's an elocution teacher.
Oh, an elocution. Maybe I'll be my own announcer. Send her in. What do you suppose she wants?
Find out for yourself. Here she comes.
Oh, well. Woo!
Yes?
Mayor Catchbob. Yes. Woo-hoo! Mayor Catchbob.
Yes?
What's the
matter? I've come to help with your diction so you can do your own announcing.
Well, tell me what's wrong with my voice. After all, you know, my voice, it's been cultivated.
Cultivated? Oh, sounds like it's been plowed.
Listen, did you... Did you come here to give me singing lessons or to make a chump out of me?
To give you singing lessons. The other job's already finished.
Yep.
Now, first, I want you to breathe for me.
All right, now tell me, how is this? Look.
My goodness, what's that?
That must be the iron in my blood. Go ahead. It's your next line.
Oh, wait a minute, dearie. I lost one of my lines of the script here. Yes.
Take one of mine. I've got plenty of them. Go ahead. Look, never mind. Go on with the lesson, will you?
All right, I will. Now listen. Demosthenes, the Greek orator, used to fill his mouth with pebbles to improve his speech.
Do I have to take a mouthful of pebbles? Haven't you got something a little more tasty?
For heaven's sake, yes. I use crackers.
You do? Here.
Here, put a couple of these crackers in your little rosebud of a mouth. It's so
all right, like this?
Yes, that's it.
A cracker?
That's the idea, exactly. Yeah. Now I do the same. You say, offer the other.
I'd like something to go with them. Have you got a piece of cheese in your pocket?
Now you must keep your secret.
Yeah.
Just say this. Polly went to Pittsburgh. Say it. Yes, sir, you say it now.
Wait a minute, the crackers went in my eye.
Carry on. Polly went to Pittsburgh.
Are you sure? Was it Pennsylvania? Are you sure?
Oh, I'm positive. I'm sure it was.
Next time you speak, would you mind pointing over there?
Mayor Catchbob.
Yeah?
Did you get all my consonants?
All over my face,
yeah. Well, you see, the crackers are merely to train you.
Oh, you mean you want me to become perfect?
Well, crackers are perfect.
Well, I have to say now will be right to your face.
Oh,
give me a couple more crackers, will you? Will the people move back about four rows in the studio?
What is this? Now, what is it? What is it you want to say? What is it?
You know what I want to say?
No, what do you want to say?
Peter Piper, Peter.
I'm a myth.
Look, forgive me, won't you? You're not mad. You're not mad now, are you? Tell me.
Well, no, I guess not. No.
Tell me, we'll always be friends now, won't we? You're not mad. We'll always be friends?
Well, yes, I guess so.
Yeah?
Yes, I guess so. In fact, before I go, I want to say that we will be more than friends.
More than friends, yes?
Yes, we'll be pals.
Jimmy?
Yes,
sir. I learned a lesson tonight. I'm too trying to be announced. I'm too trying to get announcers. I don't want to do without you, kid.
Oh, thanks, Eddie. Thanks a lot.
Dave.
When do I sing?
Just as soon as I can get you one lesson. I'll have Pinky Tomlin, the writer of The Love Bug Will Bite You, show you how. Come out, Pinky Tomlin. Come on.
You people, you'd better beware. Love's an epidemic, and it's in the air. It's a thing that gets you, even though you're very smart. So take some good advice, go out and vaccinate your heart.
Yeah!
The love bug will bite you if you don't watch out. If he ever bites you, then you'll sing and shout. You'll go, ding dong daddy from Dumas, baby ought to seem do my stuff. Ooh, that's what love is all about. The love bug will bite you if you don't watch out. If he ever bites you, then you'll sing and shout. You'll go,
this year's crop of kisses were never meant for me.
That's what love is all about. You can't eat, you can't sleep, you'll go crazy.
Yeah.
You'll just la-di-da-di-da all day.
Yeah.
If someone wants to know why you're crazy, you'll answer,
señor
loafer, wait till I tell you about the guy I met at the dance last night. Going home in the taxi, he puts his arm around me, see, and I says to him, I says, say, listen, Joe, where do you think you're at? And he says, come closer, baby, it's spring. And I says, you better keep your distance or you'll spring out of here on your ear. Boy, was I...
Love bombs will bite you if you don't watch out. If he ever bites you, then you'll sing and shout. You'll
My go. Mother was born in Ireland. My father was born in France. I was born in Cleveland without coats, without vests, without nothing at all.
That's what love is all about. Love bug will bite you if you don't watch out. If he ever bites you, then you'll sing and shout. You'll go
dee-dee-dee-dee-da-da-dee-da-dee-da.
That's what love is all about. Oh, the love bug will bite you if you don't watch out. If he ever bites you, then you'll sing and shout. You'll go.
Ida and the daughters are Eddie's delight. He must be nearly covered with love bug bites.
That's what love is all about. You can't eat, you can't sleep, you'll go crazy.
Yeah.
You'll just la-di-da and woo-hoo all day.
Yeah.
If someone wants to know why you're crazy, you'll answer,
Bobby, if you were a little taller, you'd be the one I'd idolize.
Lady, I make up in quality, but I lack in size.
Love bug will bite you if you don't watch out. If he ever bites you, then you'll sing and shout. You'll go,
Wilson's full of jello and Niles of Campbell soup. Give me a steak and potatoes and boop, boop, Purdue. To publicly thank Don Wilson and Kenneth Niles and their sponsors for their contribution to our enjoyment tonight. And as for you, my friends, remember,
I love to spend each Sunday with you. And friends, friends, I'm sorry with you. I'm how I feel. I hope you that way too. Let's make a date for next Sunday night. I'm here to stay. Will be my delight. Good night.
Listen in again next week, same time, same station, for Eddie Cantor in Mexico Town. And in the meantime, whenever you hear the siren and bell, remember Texaco fire needs gasoline. This is the Columbia Broadcasting System.